Chapter 24. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause a lamp to burn continually. Outside of the veil of the testimony, in the tent of meeting, shall Aaron keep it in order from evening to morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. He shall keep in order the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord continually. You shall take fine flour, and bake 12 cakes of it. 2/10 parts of an ephah shall be in 1 cake. You shall set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. You shall put pure frankincense on each row, that it may be to the bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire to the Lord. Every Sabbath day he shall set it in order before the Lord continually. It is on behalf of the children of Israel an everlasting covenant. It shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in a holy place, for it is most holy to him of the offerings of the Lord, made by fire by a perpetual statute. The son of an Israelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel, and the son of the Israelite woman and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. The son of the Israelite woman blasphemed the name and cursed, and they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. They put him in custody until the will of the Lord should be declared to them. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Bring out of the camp him who cursed, and let all who heard him lay their hands on his head, and let all the congregation stone him. You shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, Whoever curses his God shall bear his sin. He who blasphemes the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall certainly stone him. The foreigner, as well as the native-born, when he blasphemes the name, shall be put to death. He who strikes any man mortally shall be put to death. He who strikes an animal mortally shall make it good. Life for life. If anyone injures his neighbor, as he has done, so shall it be done to him. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he has injured someone, so shall it be done to him. He who kills an animal shall make it good, and he who kills a man shall be put to death. You shall have one kind of law, for the foreigner as well as the native born, for I am the Lord your God. Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and they brought forth him who had cursed out of the camp, and stoned him with stones. The children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses.